The name of the show is Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm the host. I'm the author of it as well. The presenter, the producer, the director, everything to do with Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. And thank you so much for listening. Our numbers are going through the roof. Really appreciate the loan of your ears today. Over the past few days, we've been talking about the tongue, and now we're moving to the lips. And today, bits about lips before we talk a little bit more about them over the forthcoming days. Now, lips. Yeah, here we go. Lips are more than just the lipstick bit that you can see. The muscles of the lips actually extend into the cheeks and so affect and are affected by the whole of the face and expression. Holding tension in lips or barely using lips when speaking. Some people actually rely quite a lot on their tongue to do a lot of the hard articulatory work, can restrict your understandability. And how you hold your lips helps create word sound groups. Stiff lips may be the result of the perceived danger of sharing. Let's look at that for a second. Why might people actually have stiff lips? Well, there could be several reasons. The stiff upper lip, but being afraid to show and share emotion in your face and mouth, be it a wince of pain or a smile of pleasure because of how you were brought up. Yeah, we've seen people like this, haven't we, who barely want to smile. Something hurts them and their mouth, their whole expression around their face, but particularly around their mouth, hardly moves. People who, when they talk, keep their lips quite still. Could that be because when they were brought up, it was taught into them that they shouldn't show any expression in their face? Possibly, yeah. What's another possible reason for people not moving their lips properly when they talk? Maybe it's mouth embarrassment. A worry of what others may think of stained or misaligned teeth or maybe braces or gaps or fillings or a cold sore. Maybe that's what causes people not to move their lips properly when they're talking. Is the third reason of four. Content concern. Maybe people aren't moving their lips properly because they've got a worry about what others may think about what they're saying, that they may be thought of stupid. They're literally holding back their voice, their thoughts, their feelings, emotions, and their contributions. And what about worries about articulation or accent? Maybe there's an idea that the person's accent is in some way not good enough, or their articulation not clear enough. So even though they may want the world to hear their words, they struggle to fly free because of how others may judge the voice they use to explain their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions. So stiff lips may be a result of one or all, or maybe none, of those four factors. Whatever the reason behind it all, stiff lips can lead to mumbling, a stiff jaw, a muffled sound, instead of the lips being used to their full capability as part of intentional articulation. Articulation? Yeah, because as we saw many episodes ago, number 89, as it happens, the lips are an integral part of saying some of the consonants. P, B, and M. Say the phrase, Peter's many books, slowly, and consider the initial letters and how the sounds are formed. Peter's many books, P, M, and B. Yeah, you're using your lips to form those consonants. Okay, now say the phrase, very few westerns, and you'll notice that the lips are used again to form, to a lesser extent, the initial letters of those words, F, V, and W. But it's not just the consonants that our lips are used in. The lips also help shape the sounds oo, o, and or, helping give more resonance and colour to those sounds. Here's a phrase for you. Oh, awesome, oozings. Bit of an odd phrase, I get that, but it's just to illustrate the point. Oh, awesome, oozings. Along with articulation, animation also helps tell a story and draw in a listener. We have already seen, haven't we, episodes ago, how facial expressions help us express emotions vocally, and that includes the use of the lips and the cheeks. So it's really important to keep your lips and your cheeks in full working order. So tomorrow, we're going to look more at the pucker muscle as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice continues. It's a good episode title, isn't it? The pucker muscle. Okay, that's tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.